Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Right now, let's go up to Wrigley. Ryan Dempster joins us. Had the call on the Marquee Network today before a full house. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, so what was it like?
Oh, it was incredible. It was one of the best days at Wrigley's I've ever been a part of. And I've been, you know, a player for 9 seasons as a Cub, a front office member for the past 8, and working TV. It was just to have a full house like that, the electricity around it was like a playoff game, to have the Cardinals in town. And then, you know, to be down 5-1 and March the comeback and then the Rizzo at bat and Bill Murray doing the stretch and just all of it. It was just all encompassing was one of the top games I've ever been a part of at Wrigley Field.
Well, that's good to hear. You know, I was working through most of it here, so I wasn't able to watch too closely, but I saw up on the monitor that Rizzo came out for a curtain call. And I can just imagine what that was like.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and it wasn't just the curtain call. It was the 14-pitch at-bat, the fighting off 9 foul balls and 2 strikes, doing all that. That was like, you know, just this incredible at-bat. And then, you know, a lot of times that can end in a walk or, you know, a base hit or something.
Sure.
To end in a game-tying home run was so cool. I had goosebumps when he came out of the dugout. It was just really, really, really special.
You know, I used to say, big Cub fan, and I used to say things during games like this, and it became a running joke over the years, but I would point to the TV and say, this is the game that's going to turn it around, or this is the game that's going to, you know, clinch them going on to the playoffs, sort of like the Sandberg game in 84. As a player, were there ever such games like that for you?
Like games that like kind of felt like things were going to just take it to another level?
Yeah, like that was the turning point sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was one when in 2007 when Lou was first year managing, and, you know, he just kind of blew up on the umpire, and he really stood up for us in that moment. And I think it was one of those ones where it felt like we had a good team, but it kind of changed directions for our team there. You know, moments like that, like when I was at the Red Sox in 2013, we won the World Series, and Daniel Nava, after we came back after the bombing and played at Fenway, and he hits a 3-run homer, and it's like, we're going to win the World Series. Like, we literally said that. We talked about it. We thought that way because of that moment right there. And, you know, it's a long way to go. It's a long season. But moments when you have those happen, they make you feel like you have something really special. And those guys in that locker room really believe in themselves, and they should. They're really good.
I'm glad I asked you that question because I always thought it was kind of foolish for saying such a thing. But I'm glad to hear it is kind of real because it certainly feels like it from time to time when you're watching a game. All right, WGN's Andy Mazur joins us as well from the sports department. Andy?
Hey, Demp, I got to ask you about today's game from a pitching perspective. Rizzo's at bat. I mean, you're a pitcher on the mound. What are you doing? What are you thinking when the guy is fouling off 9 straight pitches as far as 2 strikes going and it ends up in 14 pitches?
Yeah, well, and like that's part of the thing like we were talking about. Boog brought it up. Jim Leland always said, you know, the longer an at-bat goes, the more likely that it favors the hitter just because they're seeing more pitches and they're doing all that. And they're going through it. And, you know, Riz was fouling off pitches that were on the edges, around the corners. It wasn't like he was fouling off pitches that were right down the middle. He didn't miss anything. He was just doing a good job of spoiling the borderline pitch. And then all of a sudden, you know, kind of have this, like, you know, crowd moment where everybody just started getting into it, and they just are all on their feet, and like sometimes they die down a little bit when that happens, but they stayed on their feet. And then he gets that one mistake, and pretty much in the whole at bat, if you look at the pitch chart that the pitcher made, and it was right down the middle, and he didn't miss it. You know, he didn't foul it off, he didn't scald the line drive at somebody, hit a laser over the right field wall, and it was just like, right, you deserve that. Like, as a pitcher, I want to believe, but eventually I'm going to make a mistake. And you know, for him to make the pitcher make the mistake and make him pay for it was, you know, hats off to him. Just, I guarantee if you talk to Anthony, it's probably one of his most special moments in a uniform.
You know, it was about 4 your time, but I was saying earlier today that I remember at bats like that from Mark Grace against the Mets. I used to have season tickets and, you know, the strawberry days, and I remember Grace having an at bat like that and ending, you know, he would hit a double, not a home run, but the same sort of thing.
Yeah, well, great hitters find a way to spoil off good, really, really good pitches by a pitcher, and they wait till they get their one that they can handle. And, you know, Gracie was probably as good as anybody at that. And then Riz isn't too shabby himself with that. He chokes up with the bat. He takes a lot of pride in not striking out in situations. You know, and he did that right there. And it was really, really cool to be a part of it and just watch it happening. You know, and like, it's not just like any time during the game. It's against the Cardinals, the first time the crowd's at 100%. And to sit there and do that, to hit a game-tying home run, it was just... It was magical. It really was. Like, I have no other word to kind of describe it.
No, it's a perfect word, because as someone who grows up watching baseball, and in my case, the Cubs, you know, if you truly believe it, magic is part of it. I mean, magic is part of being in love with baseball, and that's just one of those moments. I'm so glad you were there to witness it, and I'm glad you gave us a chance to talk to you about it on the phone.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you know, I grew up the same way as a kid, and loving baseball, and you believe in moments. You know, you can will things to it into existence. You can talk them into existence, and you know that's the beauty about baseball. It's not about who has the best physical attributes. Sometimes it's who has the most powerful brain out there, who can slow things down in the biggest moment. You know, and Anthony did that today, and he provided all those people, you know, an opportunity to have this special moment. A father with a son, a daughter, a family together, buddies hanging out, whatever it is. And it's just so cool that he gave that to everybody today, and the Cubs won the game and just had, like I said, one of the greatest games I've ever seen at Wrigley.
That is fantastic. Ryan Dempster, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Good to talk with you.
All right, the great Ryan Dempster there, talking about the fantastic day at Wrigley Field today. We didn't even mention the fact that Bill Murray came back to sing the seventh inning stretch.
Yes, he did.
This is what it feels like to be 100%. And we're going to be louder from right now until the last out in the top of the ninth inning. Understood? Let's scare the hell out of these Cardinals. Let's scare them. All right. Let's sing the song one more time. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball.